up front as one of the forwards. Gage Schaefer will be back on defense. Landon Noe in the middle, running the sweeper there along with Emilio Palmeiras. Devin Robinson, trying to catch my numbers. I'm sure I've got Trevor Cloyd out there as well. Brandon Persons in the back, as I mentioned earlier. Adam Weber running inside the middle, along with Adam Henderson, Ben Mason, and Zach Lawrence. It'll be a great night here. The boys are ready to go. They've been tuned up all year long. They've had a great, great season all year long, playing some really tough teams all throughout the schedule. Played Ottumwa twice, and I thought, tell you what, folks, Ottumwa, if you get a chance to watch them, that is a great team down there. They're really playing well. Early in the season, we played them at the tournament up in Solon, Iowa, and they were moving the ball really well and fast. Played them just a week ago, and they got no slower. They were just super fast and very well-skilled and just do a great job with it. So that's a team, if you ever get a chance to see that, that's a good way to see high school soccer played, and it's at the big school level, so they do a really good job. Lots of kids to work with, and doing a phenomenal job. Blue Demons will start on defense first, as Williamsburg will take the opening kick here. Williamsburg waiting for the official's whistle. There it is, and we are off, folks. Williamsburg kicks, immediately takes it back to the back 30 there. Trying to set up the field as they work it around. Coming around to the near side on the right side of the field. Coming over here, and ball coming. Jackson Damaso goes up, puts a little pressure on him, as well as Adam Henderson. Moving the ball around, coming back from the right side, going towards the middle. Emilio Palmeiras right on top of it. Williamsburg's forced to drop the ball back far to their own defensive side. Trying to set up the shape of the field. Get it over the far side on the midfield. Ben Mason over there surrounding the ball as well as Landon Noe. Blue Demons now have control of the ball. Bringing it upfield a little bit. Emilio Palmeiras just lost it on his foot just a little bit. Now here comes Williamsburg back on the far side. And they're coming in. Fast pressure coming here. Got some good speed, but the Blue Demons very quick coming back. Back line is Adam Henderson, Devin Robinson, Brandon Persons, and Ben Mason. Ball goes out of bounds. There's a throw-in. Good throw-in to Williamsburg. They get inside the box there. Shot on goal. There's Zach right there. Stops and defends it. Zach Lawrence. I talked about how Zach Lawrence does a great job. Ball came in really tight to the post, and Zach was all over that. Great stop. The defense was putting good pressure, making him kick well. Ball rolled out of bounds on the end line, which will give a goal kick. They'll set that down on the small box. Ben Mason kicks it. Nice little kick to midfield to Emilio. Mayo settles the ball on his chest, tries to get it to Landon Noe. A little drop. Landon's looking, surveying the field, and dribbling at the same time. Tries to get it to Adam Weber. Just missed the connection there. Gets it back into the foot of Williamsburg. Bringing it up for him is Zach Littweller, bringing up the middle. Kicks it. Adam Henderson jumps the pass and gets that, kicks that out of there. Nice job out of him. Kicks it all the way down the other end. A ball, though, retained by Williamsburg. They're bringing up here midfield, getting close here to the near side. Jackson Damas back to Adam Weber. Look good. Triangle offense here. They're going to Trevor Cloyd. Ball goes back to the middle. They just missed the connection, but there is Devin Robinson. Again, plays defense, but has an offensive mind to him, so that really helps us out on that defensive end. Emilio Palmeiras gets in the middle, swings it over, switches the field. Trying to get quite a few switches here, the Blue Demons are. Trying to really get that defense off guard where you start the ball on one side and switch it to the other side. Kick goes to Zach Lawrence, the goalie. Kicks it out to the near side here. There's Adam Henderson putting good pressure on it. But the Williamsburg's ever control possession on it. Leighton Jones gets it, has a little shot there, but there's Brandon Person. Stops the first shot. Ben Mason, again, a deflection. Ball was getting inside the box there, but the Blue Demons, good defense to separate that ball from Williamsburg. Get it back up to midfield here now with Landon Noe in the middle. Kick drops it down to Brandon Persons, who has a nice big kick on target to Ian Grinder. Ian Grinder goes forward, but gets the ball stolen from him. But immediately, bing, bang, bong, it goes right back to Adam Henderson. So the Blue Demons doing a good job not giving up on plays, staying right with it. Adam Weber in the middle now trying to get the ball off the foot of number 20, Roberto Flores. Sweep the legs are on Ian Grinder, swept him to the ground, but no call there. Keeps going, ball in play, still on the far side there. Adam Weber's looking at it, drops it to Emilio Palmeiras, who now is trying to switch the field to this side. Good footwork out of Emilio. He does a good job controlling it in with contact and sustaining the presence of mind to stay up foot. Gets it to Landon Noe, who, again, a freshman, but boy, was he a good one. He's going to be an outstanding one to watch for the next 4 years. Has a great year already. Kicks it over to Ian Grinder, who's tracing it down in the corner, trying to chase it down before it rolls out of bounds. Can't get to it in time. That'll be a goal kick for Williamsburg. Williamsburg will set the ball on the box. The goalie will clean the ball off, set it down, and he gets a free kick from the box just outside of goal. Everybody's dropping back, walking back. It's a little bit of chance to reset and breathe. Goalie's surveying the field. Nice kick to midfield, almost to the middle of the field there. A little header by Emilio Palmeiras. deflects it to Ben Mason. It goes off another player. Big kick out of Ben Mason going towards the goal area. The goalie has to go back and almost bounced over the top of the goalie's head. So that was a good job out of Ben kicking that ball, but a great job out of the goalie to stop that. Took a weird bounce, and so that was a chance to get maybe a free goal there. Ball comes this side after goalie got it. Ben Adam Henderson's on top of it on defense, though. Good pressure on him. A little pressure and a little shoulder extra there by Leighton Jones, the junior, can retain possession. Adam Henderson doing a good job putting a little body onto him, but just had a little extra contact on it. He's trying to go for the ball, but just a little extra shove. Nothing terrible. That'll happen from time to time. Ball swing to the middle, and then they try to get the pressure coming in. Nice little kick on goal, but right to Zach Lawrence. They're out about 30 yards out there, so that's a far ways out, and Zach Lawrence is always going to get those. If he's got to kick that far out, he can react well. So big booming kick way past midfield to Trevor Cloyd. Tries to play it off his body. A nice little heel kick, trying to get Ian Griner. Good little ball movement working between the Blue Demons. Williamsburg, though, putting good pressure. Four defenders on the two Blue Demons, so that's hard to control the ball long term. Ball's moving around here. Williamsburg has it, swings it to the near side. To midfield we go. Again, nice job of Zach Littweiler. Runs that middle for the Williamsburg team. Ball's dropped now to Brandon Persons for Albion, so it comes back the Blue Demon way. Landon Noe now in the middle of the field for the Blue Demons, coming forward. Tried to pass it up there to Jackson DeMoss. Couldn't quite get it to him as the defender jumped in front. Ricocheted back to Adam Weber. He advanced the ball to the deep corner on the left side. Can't quite get anything. There's a kick by Williamsburg. Ball's coming out, and we'll roll out of bounds. It'll be a free throw-in for the Blue Demons. Adam Henderson with the throw-in to Jackson DeMoss. Settles the ball. Tries to get it back to Adam. Adams chases in there. Williamsburg kicks it out of bounds. Roberto Flores, oftentimes you'll see where a team will just kick it out of bounds, allowing the team to get the free throw in just to set up the defense. Adam Henderson does do that, throws the ball in, misses the target just a little bit, and it goes to Matthew Cronquist, the sophomore for Williamsburg. Ball's a big kick going down to Ben Mason. It's in chase, and there's an open field. Going to be a shot on goal there, but Zach Lawrence deflects the first one. Deflects the second one. That is a great run by Zach Littweiler, but even better defense by Zach Lawrence. Two stops there. He blocked the ball the first one, is on the ground, and then just lunged up to try to get it and was able to get the second one right on the goal line and prevented that goal from scoring. Great offensive run by Williamsburg, but an even better defensive play by the Blue Demons. Ball now back up to midfield. Adam Henderson gets it and kicks a long ball down to the deep left corner. Tried to set up a deep run for Trevor Cloyd, just a little too far out for him to go, so it'll be a goal kick. But boy, folks, I tell you, that was an outstanding run. Great job, first off, on Williamsburg getting an open break. You can see the speed of Zach Littweiler, and you can tell why he has 13 goals on the year. Great job in open field, big, strong player. Had a great shot on goal, but boy, Zach Lawrence just stuffed it twice. And that's your freshman goalie right there. Great job out of him. Here comes the goal kick deep. Blue Demons, so that's good. Adam Henderson will take the time to settle the ball. Gets the ball advanced to Jackson DeMoss and back to Adam. Good little work back and forth. Adam's surveying the field to the middle to Emilio. Trying to get the switch on. There they go. Switching over to Ian on the grinder on the far side, but can't quite get it to him. The defense jumps in front. Trevor Cloyd jumps in front of the ball, kicks the ball loose, comes out of bounds, almost to me. I can't quite reach it, but I would have. Blue Demons will get a throw in here. Here comes Adam Henderson. Adam Henderson will throw it backwards towards Devin Robinson, who's got a chance to set up the field. Again, he's got a great ability with his foot to see both offense and defensively, which is quite a trick and a feat by a soccer player. Ball's bounced around back to Emilio in the middle, but it gets loose from him, and Matthew Cronquist, the sophomore, gets it for Williamsburg. But Emilio right on top of it, and it gets a pack. Boy, this is fast and furious. Good play out of both teams here. Ball goes off the far side. It goes out of bounds. Cronquist kicked it out. Ben Mason on the far side throws it in right to Emilio. Perfect throw on the foot. Deflected by a Williamsburg player over there, and it's still a Blue Demon ball. You'll see Ben Mason throw it in again. Big, strong player. Even though he's a fullback, he'll come up and throw from almost any angle because he's such a strong guy to come in and throw that ball in. Landon Noe gets it, comes to the middle, drops just a little bit with the ball in his foot, swings it over to Adam Henderson. Adam is coming in, looks around, sees the pressure, patient, like to see that. Devin Robinson now back to the middle. They're kind of dropping it back a little bit. Trying to spread the defense out is what they're doing when you drop the ball back. Sometimes it's not always about going forward like in football where you're going aggressively. You can go backwards and set the field up, and that's what they're doing. Now, Landon Oyer with a big left-footed kick comes out. Just deflected off of Trevor Cloyd, but nice try there. Blue Demons attacking that goal. That's what we like to see. We're about 30 or 8 minutes into it, just 32 minutes in the first half. 40 minutes is our half. For the most part, the clock will be continuous. Stops only on goals and extreme injuries, excessive injuries. So we'll keep you apprised of that. But 32 minutes, the score is 0-0. Soccer is a game that, if played well, really keeps a nice low score. It's not unheard of to be 1-0, 3-1, 3-2, some of that nature. So we expect a really good contest here. got a good kick there, and Williams about had a fast break. Matthew Kronkist about sent that forward to Zach Littweller, so almost had a break for the defense for the Blue Demons. Stopped that. Now the ball's just kind of being big, long kicks back and forth. Blue Demons to Williamsburg. Williamsburg back to the Blue Demons. Kicked it out of bounds on the far side where Ben Mason will now throw it in. Takes a moment to look at the field to see where the best throw is. Finds Emilio Palmeiros for the Blue Demons. Gets it to Landon Noe. Good footwork out of him. He's being pressured well by the Williamsburg, but able to control it. Adam Waver got it, but just a little too much pressure. Couldn't keep the ball. But there kicks the ball. Is that Zach Littweiler again? You hear me say his name quite a bit as one of the primary forwards for Williamsburg, but that kicks it out of bounds. And so Ben Mason once again with a throw-in. Throw-in goes off the head of one of the Williamsburg players on the far side. Ben has another throw-in again. So that'll happen. A lot of quick action going on, a lot of little nuances as you go throughout the game. Got a whistle there as you hear. That's just substitutions coming in for Williamsburg. Zach Littweiler's going to get a little break, so he'll have a little breather in for him. Will be Nicholas Goodell, a junior, coming in, so trying to get a little some rebreather. It's hard to run this whole time, so the substitution's coming in for Williamsburg. You'll see the same out of the Blue Demons here. Throw in for Williamsburg. Goes long and controlled by Ben Mason in the far side. Deep gets it up to Landon Noe on the far edge there. Brings it up, starts to center back in the middle. As he looks for Adam Waver, the defense for Williamsburg gets it off the foot and gets it over. Ball coming to the near side. They're trying to switch the field as well, but there's Adam Henderson very quick coming up. Good pressure on him. Good pressure on the ball. He's trying to control it. Got shoved out of bounds a little bit, and the ball is still in. They're still going to play it. Ball's in still. Williamsburg controls it, but there's Jackson DeMoss deflects the kick from the Williamsburg. He's trying to get a nice little setup to Emilio Palmeiros, who does a good job. Got a little shove there, a little hit check without going for the ball. Another one going after him, and finally the whistle comes in. Emilio Palmeiros is going, and the guy's coming a little too high on their bodies and not coming in. If you're going for the ball, that's one thing. Coming in a little high is a little excessive there. And the whistle was made, so Albie gets the free kick. Emilio kicks the ball, deflects off one of Williamsburg player, and easily, gently rolls to the goalie. So Williamsburg is able to pick that up. Goalie kicks it, comes in and kicking into the wind. A very stiff wind. I'm sure you can hear that through the headset here. So it's a short kick. Kiss comes to midfield. Oftentimes the goalies will go deeper than that. But Albie's able to defend that and get the ball. Devin Robinson gets it to Jackson. Jackson drops it back to Adam Henderson. You try to play little triangles, shapes of triangles on the field. Try to control the ball in different areas. When teams do that really well. Both teams going after it. The ball there, the loose ball there. Emilio has a little extra body contact. Will be a foul, so it'll be a free kick for Williamsburg on the far side. Free kick just allows Williamsburg to, where the penalty occurs, set the ball on the grass. Again, when they're ready, they can kick the ball. The defenders for Blue Demons, in this case, have to be at least 10 yards away. Ball is on the far side, on the opposite side of midfield, so it's a big kick coming over to 12, Nicholas Goodell. But right there is Devin Robinson, who's able to get the ball off. So just over the half-field mark, comes up. Adam Waver is controlling. He's got pressure coming on. Tries to find a pass, but deflected by Williamsburg. So he's trying to get it to up ahead to Trevor. Was looking for it, just couldn't get the pass off. Big kick coming for the Blue Demons. Iron Chasers. Goodell's going after it. Nice job by Adam Henderson. And just, it was right in front of the big box there. And he kicks it all the way out of bounds. But it stays in bounds on the far side, but allows the defense to drop. Ben Mason put pressure on it. Then quick kick from Williamsburg. Blue Demons able to get it back. Now they've got control here. Leon Greiner takes it and centers it back up to Trevor Cloyd at midfield, right in the middle. Gets it to Jackson DeMoss with his good feet. Gets tripped up there a little bit. Can't cut. Get the ball. Adam Henderson with a nice slide kick. Slows up Williamsburg, but they still retain possession. A little stab there by Jackson DeMoss. Good footwork out of John Lundberg. Kick from the far corner there. There goes Zach Lawrence. Alf Garrett bobbles it for a second, but is able to stop it once again. Was setting up a nice little header going to be for Williamsburg for Nicholas Goodell. But boy, Zach Lawrence is able to jump in front of that and defend that and get that ball. So good job once again, the Blue Demons. Nice offensive set by Williamsburg. Boy, you can tell why they've only lost 3 games this year. Really well played and set up. But the Blue Demons able to get back on defense and control it. Oh, quick foot there. Jumped the pass was Roberto Flores. But boy, Brandon Persons able to get it off of Flores' foot. But Flores really did a good job jumping that pass at midfield and coming back with the pressure on the offensive side. But the Blue Demons back line of defense doing a good job being prepared. Ball goes all the way deep and gets all the way to the goalie. Goalie kicks it, comes off the foot sideways. He's coming this way. Big high bounce right in front of me here. Jackson DeMoss is trying to get that. Ball's just close on the edge. Jackson kicks it out. So they're got a sub coming in. Officials are conferring a little bit. The ball was off Williamsburg. Got some subs coming in. I'm going to mention one just special for me. Number 23, Carson Stalker coming in, junior coming in. And also number 4, Gage Schaefer. Gage has started a lot of the time this year. Coming in, he'll come back on defense. We'll switch the field a little bit. We'll get Devin Robinson. We'll move up in that offensive side a little bit. Carson Stalker right in front of me. He's going to throw it in here. The official is conferring. Got the subs in and off the field. At the 26 mark, again, score is 0-0. Carson throws it in Adam Weber. He controls the ball midfield there. Tries to get Devin Robinson again. Devin now has moved up from that back line to the front line, so that really rare to see that. But, boy, Devin does it as good as anybody I've ever seen. Plays really good defense, but now he'll come out on the offensive side, giving Trevor Cloyd a chance to get a little breather. Throw in from Williamsburg, but it is deflected by Emil Parmeros. Devin Robinson comes up, tries to get that kick, and they say it's a little extra kick. Not sure about the contact there, and neither was Devin, but that's all right. Leighton Jones said it was just a little extra shove there. So now Williamsburg will have the free kick from the field, and they just drop a nice deep pick here. Comes right in front of me, and then he's centered back to midfield. Ian Griner is able to jump in front of the pass in the middle. There's a little hand, but no call on handball. A little extra shove that doesn't seem to get called there. Yep. Not sure on that one. Williamsburg hands extended out, but somehow he thought that was Albia's foul. So it'll be Williamsburg free kick. That'll happen quite often, and that's just the way the ball rolls, and so you don't always get the calls you think you should, but you keep hoping and playing to get them. But the Blue Demons will just like that get the ball back. So it's the penalties, or the free kicks, excuse me, they're not penalties. Free kicks aren't a big thing, and usually it's just a matter of getting the ball back, and that's exactly what the Blue Demons did. The ball rolled out of bounds right in front of me to my left here. So Williamsburg will throw it in as it came off the Blue Demons. Big, big throw in here, but Adam Henderson's back there. Tries to kick it, bicycle kick that, but it rolls off the foot, comes out. So now it's off to the right. They're just about 35 yards out from the goal. The throw-in will occur. Nice throw into the middle. Gets it into to number 20, Roberto Flores. Flores drops it to midcourt there. Even further drop kick for Williamsburg, really trying to set up the field. Blue Demons had really good defense, had packed it back, so it was going to be hard-pressed for them to get an offensive set there. Devin Robinson came in and said it came off his hand just a little too much. It came off his shoulder, but the official's saying it's a handball. Handball means you can't touch it with your hands. You can't deflect or move your hands and make it a motion towards the ball to try to gain control. Devin, it looked like came right off his shoulder, which is fair and legal, but the official's saying it came off the forearm. So it's a free kick for Williamsburg once again. Big kick there. Adam Henderson's able to get there. Carson Stalker and Gage Schaefer there to defend that as well. Adam brings it up, gets to Carson Stalker. He takes a look at the field, tries to center back, gets a good Adam Weber there. Adam tries to advance it to Carson. Back to Weber. Good teamwork there. Back and forth, really working the field. Pressure comes up. Adam Weber is fighting for it. Standerson is trying to get that ball. Does get it back to Blue Demons. Landon Noyes takes a big shot. Carson Stalker on the far side trying to get there. Defense is going to it. Number 16 for Williamsburg, Grant Hudepohl, the sophomore lefty, is able to control that ball. The kick from Landon Noyes was just a little too far out there to get the angle there on Carson coming on the far side. Could have gotten a ricochet back to Devin, but just couldn't set up the offense. But great job out of the Blue Demons looking for that, and Landon Noyes really does a great job looking at that field. Kick comes from the goalie, goes to the far side. Landon Noyes tries to get it. Ben Mason gets it, deflects a little bit backwards, but there's Brandon Persons, who will do a kick back to the goalie. At this time, when it's a direct kick, he can't handle the ball. So he just kicks it back, and big, big booming kick all the way past midcourt. But then Williamsburg is able to get defended, but there is Emilio Parmeros, who does a good job of shielding Flores. So Adam Henderson now gets it. He's looking. There's Carson Stock on the near side here. Carson tries to set it up, sets up the field. Big kick there coming, gets it to Emilio. Emilio's doing a good job, but ball comes backwards. Gage Schaefer will now take a throw in here for the Blue Demons. So Blue Demons, Gage Schaefer, the freshman in there, gives a nice big throw in right to Emilio. Emilio's going to control it, gets it back to Hendo, Adam Henderson. So good kick. Adam's got all the time to set this up, see what he wants for the kick. Here comes the pressure. Nice kick there. Goes out there. Deflects off Williamsburg, and there comes Carson. Puts a little pressure on. Comes out of bounds, so it'll be a Blue Demon throw-in. Gage Schaefer, again, will do the throw-in on the near side, just right in front of me, about 20 yards up. Gets it to a nice little throw-in to Devin Robinson, who immediately looks, hits the ball, deflected off him. Grant Hudepohl is able to defend that off. Williamsburg with the ball right there around the goal, the referee. Got kind of stuck in a sandwich there. Brandon Persons got a couple of little offsides. Now, that's a call that's always hard for everyone to see sometimes, hard to get. Offsides on the Williamsburg. Well, what that means is no offensive player can be ahead of the last defensive player for the Blue Demons in this case. In this particular case, Zach Littweiler had come back in, and he was too far. He was about 5 yards in front of the last line of defense. The theory being, the defense has to be able to get a chance to set up, and so you've got to stay within that last line. But clear offside penalty was called, so it gets a free kick. So that's something that there'll be a lot of close ones there, and every team always thinks there's more offsides than there ever is, but they're always looking for it. ball goes out on the far side. More subs coming in. We've got coming in as another freshman, Mateo Bender, coming in for the Blue Demons. He'll come up as a forward position, giving in Ian Griner, it looks like, and Adam Weber will get a chance to rest. Coming back in is on the far side is, looks like, Jackson DeMoss. I'm trying to see who my other sub coming in. We'll get it spotted here in a minute. Ball blue moving around though here, so shifting the defense a little bit here. We're going with the three-man defensive line. Offsides once again. Again, they're really aggressive. Williamsburg wants that fast break. They really look for that fast break. You got to give them credit, but the Blue Demons staying disciplined, keeping the defensive line up almost right there at the white line at midfield. And the Littweiler is just crowding a little bit too far and just got a little farther than he thought, than he realized ahead. And so the good call is made, but it's one of those the Blue Demons have got to be ready because they get a good run on us. They like to run. Adam Henderson will take the ball midfield, tries to control it, drop it to Mateo Bender. Gets it off his foot, but gets shoved out of the way a little bit. Mateo's got to get in there and try to get that ball controlled. Nice little stab. Trying to defend that, and now Williamsburg's trying to bring that ball up. Comes in the middle. Adam Henderson's got it. He's going to look to drop to Gage Schaefer. Big kick out of Gage, going back to the middle there. Tries to get Devin Robinson, who's moved to the right mid. Right forward position, excuse me, center mid there. Brings it back to midcourt here, and Brandon Person's able to get it. Kicks it to the far side, but nobody there for the Blue Demons. Unfortunately, it'll roll out of bounds, so it'll be Williamsburg ball. Throw in on the far side, gets a nice little throw in, controlled by Williamsburg. They're trying to get the speed, and there it is. There's a nice little break. Adam Henderson, though, kicks the ball out of bounds. There was a chance where they set it up well, didn't get the break, but the Blue Demons got a kick back. Zach Lawrence was able to get the ball in the deep corner before it rolled out of bounds. Emilio Palmeiros now controls it. He's just this side, or the other side, just side midfield. Got a nice open break there. He's trying to control it. Got lots of room to run here. Spread the defense out now if we can get a good run here. Kicks the ball. Just got a little further away from Devin Robinson than he wanted to Emilio Palmeiros. Landon Noe tried to stab it on the far side. Couldn't control that. So the Blue Demons are trying to get possession as the ball comes back to midfield. Ball's rolling around there. Brandon Persons gets it settled on his foot there. Jackson DeMoss on the far side controls it. Nice little footwork. Again, great footwork out of him as a freshman. He's done a great job here. Jackson DeMoss is gritty. He's not the tallest kid, the biggest kid, but man, he is the strongest kid out there. You want him out there fighting for that ball every time. Ball comes over the far side. Gage Schaefer's chasing. Zitwiler's going for it. Good job there, Zach, of Littweiler control. I said Zitwiler, excuse me, Littweiler. But the ball rolls out of bounds, so good job out of Gage Schaefer. Gage throws it at him. He gets back to Gage. A little pressure on him. So back and forth. Adam Henderson about midfield sends it down. Mateo Bender's going after it. But the defense for Williamsburg, Carson Stocker deflects the first kick but can't get the second one. So it's coming up here on the near side on long on the line here. Good little advance the ball. They're not saying he's offsides. Boy, that one was close. Nice little job, though. Blue Demons dropped again. Really quick defensively getting back there. That was a good fast break by Williamsburg, and the Blue Demons able to snuff that out quickly because there was a chance to get an open look, and they tried to switch that field from near to mid. Adam Henderson's getting into midfield there. Big, big kick to Devin Robinson, but can't quite control it. He tried to settle it down on the chest, not able to control it. But Landon Noe does get it. Mateo looks for a drop here as it comes back to Gage Schaefer. Gage has plenty of time right in front of me here to set up the field. Does a good job of surveying. Tries to switch that field over to Jackson DeMoss. Gets it back to Devin, who's back to Jackson. But the defense for Williamsburg just able to drop it. Looked like a little hand there. Emilio Palmeiros able to steal the ball. Landon Noe then gets the pass. Sends it to Mateo. He's looking for find somebody. Can't quite find anyone. Brandon Person, though, is the kick comes back to midfield. Brandon Person jumps that. And now he's coming up into the forward position. Trying to control that. Really run a break here. Forcing play over on the far side. Ball is controlled by Williamsburg now. They try to switch it. The wind kind of catches that one. A little blows that backwards a little bit. Adam Henderson does a great job of spotting that. Gets it back into the front court for the Blue Demons, but can't get anything going as the defense was set back there. Gage Schaefer tried to control it. Wrist rolled off his chest a little bit. Came out of bounds. So Williamsburg will throw it in right here in front of me at midcourt. In front of me is Leighton Jones, the junior. One of the captains on this team. Nice throw in out of him. Gets to Flores on the midcourt. He tries to switch the field over the far side. Does a good job, Jacob Moore, on the far side for Williamsburg. Now bringing up the sideline on the far side now. They're about 35 yards out. Tries to get centered back up, but Emilio Palmeiros is able to steal that initially. A little drop kick goes back to Zach Lawrence and goalie, so Blue Demons will use that a lot where you drop the ball all the way back to the goalie because it's a chance to set up a bigger kick. Again, a lot of soccer is going backwards and forwards, knowing when to retreat and when to attack. It's not always going on the attack. It's a lot of strategy, and you've got to be able to think quickly and adjust fast. Landon Noe's got it midfield there, hits the ball, but it's deflected off his foot. Williamsburg is able to control for a moment, but Emilio Palmeiros gets it again. Ball, big kick there. A little extra contact there as Landon Noe was going for it. He was to put his hand on the shoulders. He was trying to make sure he didn't, get too extra contact or too much of a headbutt or any hurt or damage. But unfortunately, it was a little penalty, a little too much contact before the kick was received. So Williamsburg takes the free kick. Free kick going on the far side there. They're trying to set up Flores over the far side. Ball shifted around, kicked, and to try to advance the ball. Nice little kick back to middle, but there's Adam Henderson. Adam's now playing defensive in the mid on the fullback spot there, so doing a good job. He's got all kinds of time. Centers it back to Ben Mason. Ben has to do a little slide kick to get it up to Emilio. Nice open field for Emilio, and again, a quick foot and really works it well. Trying to set up the offense, see if he gets him. Gets it up to Jackson, to Moss. Jackson tries to send it up even further to Devin Robinson. Can't quite get there, but rolls out of bounds. Little subs coming in. Will be Trevor Cloyd coming back in as well as Adam Weber. Williams, we're getting a couple subs in as well. As you can imagine, all the running going on, constant clock, there's not much stoppage of play. 40-minute halves, you need to get rest for a lot of these players, especially some of them. There are some that run more than others. We are at 15 minutes now left in the first half. Still 0-0 is our score, so a very well-played game by both teams of what you would expect. Throw-in comes in. Trevor Cloyd tried to control it. The only way he could do it was get his foot up high, and unfortunately there's a thing called high cleat, so his cleat was just a little too high. You don't want that to happen. You don't want people to get hurt. Trevor wasn't trying to hurt anyone, but official just wants to settle that down, let Williamsburg get the kick. So you'll see that whistle and blow quite a bit on plays like that. Try to keep it fair and balanced for everyone. Littweiler gets the ball in midfield on the free kick, and it goes right to Emilio Parmeros, who slide tackles and tries to get it. Gets a little shove, no call there. A little extra contact there, but it goes back to Landon Noe, who then brings it back to Adam Weber in the midfield here, about 20 yards out. Jackson DeMoss gets a deflection, can't quite get it as Littweiler is able to jump in front again. Littweiler runs that middle really well, big and strong, and really controls it. Adam Henderson with initial deflection as he tries to get a pass to Littweiler. Ball deflects timer two, comes back to Henderson once again. He tries to do a slide tackle, stabs at it, can't get to it. Tries to get it, advance the ball, can't quite get there. Zach Lawrence is going to kick that free kick. Nice job there, the Blue Demons, and boy, the Williamsburg is looking for an opportunity as the goalie was quite a bit out of the net, but the Blue Demons able to play it well. A lot of teams don't like their goalie going out of there, but boy, I tell you, Zach Lawrence is good, and the defensive line is really good. They play well together. Ball's advanced, Landon Noe gets a nice open shot on the far side. Trevor Cloyd is over there playing. Trevor, again, had 3 goals the other night, so really great game out of him. Trevor drops it back to Emilio. Emilio's trying to control the middle. Nice big swinging kick, can't get it past the defense of Williamsburg. Adam Weber tries to control it back in the middle. Williamsburg's got it. Going to be offsides here. Very close there. Again, they're trying to get that fast break and doing a good job of getting advancing the ball, but at times it's just a step or two and far. You have, in addition to the referee in the field, you've got 2 assistant referees, associate referees that work the sidelines, and they each double checking that. They're looking for that offsides call. The near official here working this side has caught that correctly a couple times, and a couple times they had good breaks for Williamsburg, and they weren't offside. So doing a great job of officiating over on the near side on the AR. Adam Weber tries to get the ball on a deflection, but can't quite control it. It's a good stab by Williamsburg to get it out. Comes back to midfield where Brandon Persons with the header. Gets it going, ball advanced. Devin Robinson tries to get it. He's still playing as one of the forwards. Devin Robinson is. Again, the back line now with Hendo, Mason, Persons, and Schaefer. And again, Devin can switch that and come back to defense if any of the guys need a little breather there. Right at ball midfield there. There's a little tussle for the ball, but a little extra shove there by Ben Mason, so the ball will stay on Williamsburg foot. Ball's on the far side now, trying to set up their offense. A nice little job there by John Lumberg, trying to set up the offense, but a good job by Ben Mason to get the ball off the foot. Williamsburg's forced to drop the ball quite a bit, gets it back to midfield. Ball's bouncing around here. Blue Demons have got it to try to find a little shot there. Jackson DeMoss come off his foot just a little odd. Got a little break here by Williamsburg coming to Littweiler, but there's Zach or Gage Schaefer. Great job. Not only did he get the ball deflected, but then he got to save the ball. Big kick coming up. Then Littweiler tries to block it. Will be a goal kick. So good job for Gage Schaefer. He does a great job as you had Littweiler looking to get another offensive set there. Again, Littweiler on the season has 13 goals, as the most goals of anyone for Williamsburg. So he's a severe offensive threat, one you've got to watch out for. Subs coming in for the Blue Demons again. Giving Emilio Palmeros a little breather, and Adam Henderson, been starters in there, been playing this whole first half. Great job out of them. Getting a little breather for them coming in. Carson Stocker back in for the Blue Demons. Devin Robinson now has dropped back. So the ball's advanced. Devin Robinson, as he goes back to that fullback spot, just switches so effortlessly to the defensive side. Makes a great defensive kick there to swing the ball on the far side. Great job out of him. Blue Demons now got the ball, Williamsburg's dropped it all the way back to midfield. Trying to set the offense. Good kick there. Brandon Persons gets it in the middle. Gets it to Jackson DeMoss. Bounces a little too hard, but still got control of the ball. Swings it on the far side to Landon Noe. Trying to switch the field from time to time. It's a good job out of the Blue Demons. As he kicks it, Landon Noe tries to get that ball to Ian Griner. Can't quite get him to him. The defense jumps, makes a quick jump to get it. Ball's coming advancing. There's Brandon Persons. Once again, you're going to hear that name a lot for the Blue Demons. Does a great job working that middle of the defensive position. Advances the ball to Adam Weber. Adam gets tied up with the official in the midfield, and that can happen, but they get it settled down. Kicks it over to Landon Noe, but too far out in front of him, so not able to get a kick onto Landon, so it'll be a throw-in on the far side. Williamsburg now gets the ball and trying to set up, and we got Littler just lurking on the near side, really wanting to try to get an advance. Ball goes out of bounds at Ben Mason. Thought it was for the Albie, but it was the wrong ricochet there, so it'll be Williamsburg's throw-in on the far side as John Lundberg will throw it in. Nice throwing out of him at Brandon Persons and Matthew Cronquist fight for that ball there. A little deflection. Ball rolls out of bounds, I believe. No, excuse me. It's a penalty. So a little free kick over there on the far side. This will go to Devin Robinson. Again, Devin been in this whole first half. He's played fullback on the back line and on forward on the front line. He is just really good talent, does a good job of adjusting to the different nuances and responsibilities. Big, big kick out of Devin. Unfortunately, not able to be controlled by the Blue Demons. Goes to Williamsburg. But there, ricochets off, and Trevor Cloyd gets it. Ian Griner's trying to control it. Got surrounded by two defenders. Ball's rolling on the far side there. Almost rolled out of bounds, and indeed does. Williamsburg kicks it out of bounds, so Jackson DeMoss will throw it in for the Blue Demons. Jackson surveys the field there, and there's Adam Weber. Throws it into him. Ball gets bounced off his foot, goes right to Williamsburg. Sends it all the way to Matthew Cronquist. A big, big kick for the Williamsburg. Nice job, Brandon Persons. Tries to get a slide kick. To Zach Lawrence dives for the ball. We've got a timeout here. We're going to have a little conference call, I think, here. We're going to wait and see what happens here. Big kick here. Zach Lawrence came out on net and is diving for the ball, and as a result, got a yellow card coming out. I'm going to see what exactly it is. Officials conferring. I didn't see ahead of time, but we've got talking to him. Leighton Jones is who he's talking to. Indeed, gets a yellow card, and it looks like from where he's talking about, I'm not sure if it was the defense on when Zach Lawrence came out, he dove for the ball on the kick. Williamsburg still attempted the kick, or if it was ahead of that on Schaefer as he was trying to get loose on the ball. What a yellow card means is just this little too much contact, too much aggression. He'll have to sit for a minimum of 5 minutes. You're able to sub that out, so it's not the worst thing, but it can be when you've got one of your offensive players, in this case, having to go out and sit for 5 minutes. 9:17 in the first half. So that'll be 4:17 is the earliest he'll be able to re-enter. So it does affect sometimes the way the teams are played and the way you coach your players. So it'll happen. We've had it happen. Red card's the one where if you get that, you're done for the game and done for the next game. So that's the one you don't want. That's a really egregious error. A yellow card's going to happen, but just meant a little too much contact there. Ball, good kick by Zach Lawrence midfield. A little handball by Williamsburg. Bounced off their hand. So now be Blue Demon ball here with the free kick at midfield. Devin Robinson will set that up. Everyone drops back. Devin Robinson's looking big right leg kicker. Chips that thing up and just tries to bend that a little bit. Oh, nice little bounce there. Ian Griner was trying to play that bounce, but the goalie came out and made a great play on it. But it was a great kick by Devin and a great play by Ian Griner, but we just couldn't get to it before the goalie took care of it. Ball comes up this way and well played. Gage Schaefer does a good job getting the ball loose. Gets it back up to Devin. Devin will run with it a little bit. Kicks the ball, deflects off, goes off two Williamsburg players, but back to the Blue Demons. Blue Demons have the ball on the far side. Ian Griner has it, tries to control it. Left footed kicker Carson Stocker gets in the middle, tries to advance that to Trevor Cloyd. Can't quite get it to him before Williamsburg jumps in front of it. Now they come, here they come, Williamsburg coming fast with the pressure. Big kick to the near side, rolls out of bounds as Josiah Zollinger comes on. Junior gets that. Ball rolls out of bounds. Schaefer gets a nice throw into Jackson DeMoss. Tries to head that forward. Good job out of him. Ball ricochets, gets through. Will be out of bounds again. Zollinger kicks that ball out of bounds. So Blue Demons again will have a nice throw in here. Devin Robinson will come up and make it a big throw on the near side. He'll take a look and see what's out there. And the Blue Demons kind of set themselves up, start to move a little bit before the throw in. It allows him to throw it. Sometimes he'll throw just to space and hope the Blue Demons get to there. And that's exactly what he does. Carson Stocker tries to get up there. Roberto Flores, though, jumps the route, gets the ball. Flores will center it, switch it to the other side to Stanerson. Stanerson kicks it, but it's Landon Noe, the freshman, able to jump out in front of it so fast and quick-footed. Gets the ball advanced to Ian Grinder, but boys, comes right up. Good pressure out of Williamsburg to deflect that ball. They had it initially, still playing, but Landon Noe's able to get a couple deflections on the far side there. The Blue Demons still have the ball. Devin Robinson, again, the game. Devin, nice little kick there, but just couldn't get it to anyone as Ian Grinder was coming in. Couldn't get it to him before the goalie once again is able to jump. A good goalie, as you can imagine, only allowing 8 goals on the year. You're going to have a good goalie. You're going to have good defense. So that's a great job out of the goalie for Williamsburg. Big, big kick this time out of the goalie. Gets it up there. Brandon Persons gets it, and then it deflects off a Williamsburg player. They try to advance it to Littweiler, but there once again is Gage Schaefer. Good defense and gets it to Carson. Carson advances up to Jackson DeMoss. Jackson, as he kicks it, gets a sweeps of legs, and so he goes falling down. Jackson DeMoss so quick, and he was trying to get out of the road. They still swept the legs, came in a little high on the cleats there, Grant Hudepohl. So it'll be a free kick for the Blue Demons. That's not a yellow card. It's just a hard play. It just came a little aggressive, so that's a good call out of the official. Just allow the free kick. Let the Blue Demons set it up. Devin Robinson, nice little kick. Nice little bend. Works that. So they're coming through. Ball comes in, a little deflection out of the Williamsburg and the Blue Demons, so they're going to call that a little excessive on the Blue Demons, and so it'll be a free kick for the Williamsburg, as they will set that in just outside the big box area, so about outside their 20. So big kick here out of the goalie as it drops it down. Big, big kick. Blue Demons all back there. Devin Robinson's going to kind of check the center of the ball. Does a good job settling the ball. Advances to Jackson, tries to get Jackson, just couldn't get it through. And Adam Weber is also, Jackson DeMoss, tried to get to it. Good defense by Williamsburg. Williamsburg gets the ball, Flores advances it, but there is Zach Lawrence once again. Again, folks, Zach Lawrence, the goalie for the Blue Demons, is a freshman. You're going to hear me talk a lot about these freshmen. They're just very talented, very skilled. So it's great to see them out there and doing what they're doing. Ball on the far side gets to Landon Noe, gets it to Carson Stocker, who swings it, drops it over to Ben Mason, who then tries to advance it and does to Ian Grinder. Ian tries to switch the field to the middle to Weber, who just misses his foot. Big kick by Williamsburg, and here comes that Littlier. Good control out of him. He's going to have a good chance at a goal. Passes the ball on the far side. There's Zach Lawrence. Good ball work by the Williamsburg team. Matthew Kronkus, the sophomore, received the pass from Littweiler. Blue Demons having good pressure on the ball, but well played by both teams. That was an outstanding job by Williamsburg, and the Blue Demons able to stop it. Bob comes all the way down here. Zach Lawrence, great kick, but it bounces, takes a funny bounce and rolls out of bounds. A couple subs coming in for both teams. Adam Henderson back in. Gage Schaefer get a little breather. Emilio Palmeros coming back in, the starter. Adam Weber will get a little breather. Carson will move positions now. You'll see this Blue Demons have got a number of players that can rotate different positions, do it really well. Carson will work the middle of the field from different positions. Adam Henderson is going to deflect the inbounds throw. Good job, but couldn't quite settle it, but good job of deflecting it. Williamsburg still will control with the throw. And we have 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first half. 0-0 is the score. Throw-in comes in. Williamsburg controls it midfield, right at the midfield. Nice little pass comes in. Good advance the ball. Littlier's got a fast break action, but there's Devin Robinson in chase. Got a little push there, a little play on the ball. Williamsburg folks do not like it, but Devin Robinson right in there. Good body, got the foot on the ball. Right there on the right outside the big box. That if that's a penalty inside that big box, that is a free kick, which is just all but impossible to stop. So, but a great job out of Devin Robinson, just using his body to control the ball and stabbing the ball and controlling it. Nice little kick on goal after the throw, and so really a good action there. I'm sure heard the fans did not agree with that last play, thought that Albia had a penalty, but Blue Demons control the ball nonetheless. Nice little advance here. Trevor Cloyd gets it in midfield. He tries to go forward. Little contact here. Little contact of ball with back and forth. Nothing but just a little soccer play on. And there goes Brandon Persons, gets the drop, swings it over the far side. Can't quite get it to Ian Grinder, not far enough a kick. Gets it to Landon Noe, drops it to Carson Stocker. Stocker gets it back to Emilio. Emilio's good foot, centers it, tries to control it. Flores there, good defensive play out of Flores, keeps the ball. Carson Stocker puts pressure on, but Williamsburg's able to advance it. Devin Robinson's coming, and here comes Zach Lawrence. A big, big kick out away from Williamsburg. Littlier was trying to get there, but it was just too far out in front of him. Zach Lawrence is easily able to corral that ball as the goalie, so he keeps the ball and gets a big kick to midfield. Immediately deflected by Williamsburg, and boy, here comes good pressure by Jacob Moore, sophomore. Jacob's trying to get it done. Ben Mason's trying to control as well. Good fighting back and forth on that ball. Jacob's able to drop the ball. Carson Stocker gets it. Adam Henderson, gets the ball on the kick towards the middle. Blue Demon's able to control it. Here comes Adam Henderson. He's trying to get Trevor Cloyd. Sees him in the middle. Gets it to him. Going to drop it to Landon Noe. Good call. Good communication out of them. Talking to each other. Landon Noe now with a nice little setup to Ian Grinder. Ian's going to come on the near side. Here goes the far corner. Tries to chase down the ball. Has the ball. Little contact back and forth. Ball kicked out by Williams. No, excuse me. Williamsburg controls the ball. Keeps it in bounds. Drop to Jackson DeMoss. Adam Henderson here, almost midfield, gets the ball. Nice little set there. Tries to get to Landon Noe. Can't quite get it to him. There's Trevor Cloyd. Not able to play up, but there's Devin Robinson as they got a big kick there. Devin takes that one off the shoulder for sure this time. Ball, though, goes right into Williamsburg, right at the middle of the field. Back and forth it goes between Albion Blue Demons and Williamsburg. Williamsburg's putting good pressure on Emilio. He tries to get through and does. Jackson Amos has got in the middle field about 25 yards out. Kick to the goal, and it goes right in the goalie's hand. So nice stop by the goalie. Good job out of Jackson Amos, though. He's about 25 out. It's a good kick for him. It's a good range for him. Try to catch that goalie off guard. Get it through if you can. Big kick out of the goalie. Gets it to Littlehunter. Littlehunter's got the ball. He's going at it on advance, but there's Adam Henderson. So Littlehunter's going after it. Still controlling. Boy, Adam Henderson and Devin Robinson both putting pressure on him. Littlewaller's just really controlling. Nice job. Good job advancing that ball. And there's a goal. That's a goal. It came off a ricochet of Landon Noe on the far side. Jacob Moore with the kick. Blue Demons just got out of position. They did a great job switching that field. We're going to take just a quick timeout. Minute 30 left in the first half. 1-0's the score. All right, so we'll keep it here. They're going to kick right away. Apologize for that. Again, the Jacob Moore on the far side. Got the deflection. They switched the field. Littlehunter was really aggressive coming out. We had good pressure with Devin Robinson and Gage Schaefer or Adam Henderson on this side. Ball went away. Got a deflection off of Blue Demon and was just able to roll in. Zach Lawrence not able to react. Just impossible to react. He was on the far post and the ball went in the near post. So not able to get there in time. So it will be 1-0. Big goal right before the first half to expire. A minute 30 left in this half. Blue Demons now have possession of the ball. We're going to see if they can do something. A minute and a half, plenty of time to set up a good kick, a chance for scoring opportunity. No reason to give up on the plays just yet. Ball advances cross midfield. Big kick there by Brandon Person. Goes off a Williamsburg player, but a throw-in on the far side. Landon Noe will take the throw-in. Sees Ben Mason, drops it to him. Ben tries to kick it up. Gets it to a Williamsburg player, unfortunately. They take control of the ball. Flores on the far side is controlling it, brings it up. Landon Noe tries to stab at it. A little tackle, can't quite control the ball. Emilio Palmeiros will take his chance at Flores. Flores then will drop the ball. Ball comes up. There's a little play in the middle there. Jackson Amos stabbed at it but couldn't quite get to it before Leighton Jones. Ball comes back. Jackson Amos once again has the ball still in play. It's going to roll just gently out of bounds, so Williamsburg will throw it in. That'll be Grant Hudepohl will throw it in for Williamsburg. Hudepohl with a big, big throw and advance the ball all the way to the far side. Devin Robinson trying to control it, but now there's another fast break opportunity. Devin Robinson was trying to give chase there, trying to control it. Good help by Brandon Persons. Again, that's teamwork by the Blue Demons there as number three, Leighton Jones, is trying to get a good kick on it. Devin Robinson was controlling him defensively, and Brandon Persons came in to stop the ball. Ball comes all the way at midfield. Deflects off of Williamsburg, goes to Adam Weber. Weber tries to pass to Emilio. Still back to Weber now. Weber's going to control it, comes up, gets tripped on the play there. 2 seconds left in the half. That will be the half, folks. Again, 1-0 is our score. Williamsburg is on top of the Blue Demons. This is tournament play for Albion Blue Demons. Winner take all, winner go home. And so Blue Demons are going to try to win. We're going to take a timeout here. We got a 10-minute break here for halftime. We're going to get a word in from some of our sponsors. Want to let them appreciate them joining us today. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. Albion trailing 1-0 at halftime. You listen to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC, Thunder Country.
The Sheraton Hy-Vee Distribution Center will have open interviews held at the Hy-Vee Distribution Center at 1801 Osceola Avenue in Sheraton this Friday, May 25th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Full-time jobs at $12 an hour and part-time jobs at $16 an hour. Day and night shifts are available. Successful candidates must pass a post-offer drug screen and criminal background check. Please apply online at www.hyvee.com and come to open interviews this Friday, May 25th. Equal opportunity employer.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to sponsor and support the Blue Demon Athletics.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Welcome back, everyone, to Williamsburg, Iowa. I'm Dan Stalker, bringing you the Albia boys soccer game against Williamsburg. Blue Demons find themselves trailing at halftime 1-0, and a goal scored at the minute 30 mark, so almost halftime, and it was 0-0 game. Very good goal for Williamsburg. Zach Littweiler was bringing the ball up to near side, switched the ball to the far side. The ball bounced around a little bit, and Jacob Moore was able to get his foot on it. Sophomore Jacob Moore, that is his 11th goal in the season. Zach Littweiler, that's his fourth assist, so a good play out of them, and a good way for them to finish the half. The Blue Demons, though, they have found themselves in this position before. They're not going to panic. You know, it's a young team, as I mentioned. We've got a number of freshmen that play, but that doesn't mean they're inexperienced. These guys have played a lot of soccer and know how the game works. They're going to come out. You know they're going to be ready to go out and play the second half, look for their shots, try to get some shots on goal. As the game wears on, that works well for the Blue Demons. We've got a number of guys that sub and are very well conditioned, so that bodes well for us. It's just a matter of getting your opportunities. Once we get one goal, you really see them start to do that shark blood in the water, shark tank mentality. They really start going after it. So fully expect them to come out and play very hard and very aggressive. But Williamsburg, though, again, is not any slouch. They've only got three losses on the year, and they've only given up eight goals in all their games. So that's a team that is very well skilled, and so it's a team that also has good defense. So it's going to take everything the Blue Demons have to get that goal. It's going to involve a lot of teamwork, working the triangles, getting passes back and forth to each other, and getting those good shots at it and going at the net. And so I think you'll see a lot of adjustments and improvements out of the Blue Demons. First half, really well played by the Blue Demons. Nothing they did was wrong. It just had goal at the end. There wasn't anything that they did that was out of position or anything bad. So you just tip your hat in that case. So it's just a matter now. The Blue Demons got to come back and really go after it. It's a great day up here at Williamsburg. You know, it's wind's blowing, as you can probably hear. The sun's shining. It's a great field, great conditions up here. It's a chance for the Blue Demons. If they win, the winner of this game will actually play here on Saturday at noon. And so certainly we hope the Blue Demons can win. This will be great. We have an opportunity to play on this field, and if we can come back, we'll be familiar with how everything works and set up, so that's awesome. And so we're looking for that. But first and foremost, it starts with one goal. And so the Blue Demons will find a way to get out here on the second half and see if we can't get the likes of Emilio Palmeros and Jackson DeMoss and Ian Griner and Trevor Cloyd and Devin Robinson and Landon Noe and some of those guys that have really stepped up and scored goals all year long, get them a chance to get their foot on it and get a chance to score. And those are what we're going to see defensively. I expect nothing less than what we saw the first half. You're going to see outstanding goal by Zach Lawrence. You're going to see an outstanding job by that back line, no matter who's in there. Typically, a lot of time it's Gage Schaefer and Devin Robinson, Brandon Persons, Adam Henderson, and Ben Mason, and those guys do an outstanding job back on that back line. I continue to expect great defense out of those guys those as they play back there to not allow any more goals. So we're looking forward to a great second half. We're going to take another time out here, get a word in from our sponsors to help bringing you this great broadcast tonight. Again, I'm Dan Stalker with KIC Radio. We're 1-0 is our score, which Blue Demons trail by one goal. We're going to be bringing you the second half here shortly. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt, physical therapist for Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Parents of kids in sports, listen up. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. And together, let's get you back on track and back in the game. Visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinic Rehab Services. Our therapists are trained to assess and treat various sports injuries, and they will get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com. That's mchalbia.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
NFL owners today approved a new policy for the national anthem. All league personnel will be required to stand and respect the flag and the national anthem. Here's NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
I think the general public has a very strong view of what respect for the flag is in that moment. We have language in our policy that talks about that, standing at attention with hats off and focused. And I think the general arbiter will be the clubs and the league. and we'll work with our players and get their viewpoint also.
Now, players would have the option of remaining in the locker room during the anthem if they choose, but any violation of the policy on the field will result in a team fine. Nashville, Tennessee will host the 2019 NFL Draft, while USC and Alabama will open the 2020 college football season in Arlington, Texas. Cavs and Celtics, 8:30 Eastern time in their Game 5. Caps and Lightning skate in their Game 7 at 8 Eastern. Brewers down the Diamondbacks today, 9-2. Jeff Gordon to enter the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me. But at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Tuscaloosa, get ready for country music megastar John Michael Montgomery.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call.
Thunder Country KIIC and the Southern Iowa Fair welcome John Michael Montgomery live in concert.
Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes
get ready for country music superstar John Michael Montgomery, Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. Get your trackside or grandstand tickets now at TicketNoble.com. Thunder Country, KIIC, and the Southern Iowa Fair are bringing in John Michael Montgomery live trackside. Advance tickets are $20 and $25. Get them now at TicketNoble.com.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Welcome back, everyone, to Williamsburg, Iowa. I'm Dan Stocker with KIC Thunder Country, bringing you the Albia Blue Demons soccer match tonight against Williamsburg. Second round action. Winner will advance to play Saturday at noon again here at Williamsburg, playing the winner of North Polk Benton. That game also going on tonight. Really proud to be here with you tonight. Proud of our sponsors that are making this game possible for you. I want to shout out to Tharp Funeral Home, Summers Insurance, Summers Car Credits, Southern Iowa Technology, Quality Ag, People State Bank, Oakwood Estates Care Initiatives, along with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, Mick Furniture, Lathrop Construction. We'll get a rest of the sponsors here in a little bit as well. We've got many, many more that help bringing this to you, so we do appreciate that. In addition to the ones you hear, also those of you who are tuning in wondering if softball is going to be on tonight, it indeed is. We've got a big contest tonight where the Lady D's were taking on Eddyville Blixbury Fremont. So Jason Summers will be with us here shortly. That game starts at 6:30. We hope to bring you the entirety of this game as it would allow. It's a good contest here at 6:00, and we'll have a 40-minute half and pretty much continuous. So we look to bring you that. We'll look to get you updates as well once the softball game gets started. So don't worry, we'll keep you fully informed and posted, and we'll also switch to that game immediately after the resolution of this game, so you'll get all the action, and where else would you expect it but on Southern Iowa Sports Leader here on KIC Thunder Country. We've got about 40 seconds here before the kick for the second half. The Blue Demons will start with the possession on it. Again, 1-0 is our score. That goal was scored by Williamsburg with a minute 30 left in the first half. Well-played game all half long. Williamsburg got a little break on the near side here. Zach Littweller, who's just done an outstanding job, really aggressive and fast on the offensive side, got a ball advanced, and as pressure came to him from Devin Robinson and Adam Henderson, he was able to switch the field, get it over to the far side. Ball bounced around a couple Blue Demons, and unfortunately, though, Jacob Moore was able to get his foot on it and was able to hit cross shot, get it to the near post. Zach Lawrence was in great position, but could not really extend all the way to the far post. He was in a great spot on the near post where the ball was coming and just couldn't get there. So it was a great play by Williamsburg. Unfortunately, Blue Demons did nothing wrong, just couldn't get a stop. Again, we're proud to bring you the game tonight. I want to thank all our sponsors, in addition to the ones already mentioned and already on the ads. We've got Benton Place Apartments, Bluff Creek Archery, Centerville Produce, Sharon Valley REC, Community First Credit Union, Hy-Vee Albia, and Hy-Vee Distribution Center, along with First Iowa State Bank, and Jim and Charlie's, your local grocery store there. Appreciate everyone jumping in and helping us out with this. Without their support, guys, we couldn't bring this to you, and it's important, and their support is wonderful. We'd ask you to patronize them any chance you get. Let them know you heard us on the radio, you heard their business name mentioned, and that you're glad they brought us high school sports here in Southern Iowa. Again, tonight's contest, Albia Blue Demons taking on Williamsburg in second-round soccer action, the winner to advance to the sub-state game. And the winner of that Saturday game will go to the state tournament in County Field in Des Moines. So a lot at stake here tonight for the Blue Demons. We are ready to start second half. 40-minute is the time here. 1-0 is our score. Blue Demons trail. They have the ball. First ball's advanced up. Devin Robinson gets it to Emilio Palmeros. He brings the ball across the middle. Comes up fast, coming across it, controlling it well. Tries to get to the near side. Gets tripped up. We'll get the call there. A little incidental trip. Emilio Palmeros is quickly going at it. Sets the ball down. And now is asked for a 10. What that means is they got you could kick it as quick as you want, but the defense has to at least be 10 yards away if the offense wants to ask for it. Mayo was going to come with a quick kick, which is a really aggressive play like that, but then alertly Williamsburg just jumped right on top of the ball, forces the official to actually mark off 10 yards to make sure the defense is back. So Mayo now will get his team set up for an offensive play here. Mayo comes up with the kick. Nice little chip shot there, tries to get the middle. Header tries to by Jackson DeMoss, can't get to it. Mayo Parmel sticks the deflection. Ball comes up, big kick, Williamsburg comes right over top. Comes up, Ben Mason's got a chance now to throw the ball in on the near side here, just past midfield. Throws it into Landon Noe, settles the ball off his chest, ricochets off though, unfortunately goes right to Williamsburg. Comes this side here, right in front of me, right at midfield. Advanced the ball, Matthew Kronkis gets the ball advanced to number two, Jacob Moore, who's had that goal first half. Tries to cross it to Littweiler. Littweiler is not able to get to it. Great defense by Devin Robinson. He drops the ball to Brandon Persons. Brandon now is able to advance to Landon. He comes off his foot just a little wrong off the cleat. It ricocheted off, went out of bounds. Throw in by Williamsburg. They get the ball in, tries to center the ball to Flores. Flores has a nice high hit shot there. On the far side, Zach Lawrence. Littweiler is going after the ball. And Zach Lawrence was able to deflect it out of bounds, so it'll be a corner kick for Williamsburg. Corner kick means the ball's rolled out of bounds. Last touch by the defensive team, in this case Zach Lawrence for the Blue Demons. And so the team will get a take in the far corner where the flags are. And they get a kick from there, and they get a set up. And so oftentimes you'll see the ball come up high and into the net. Sometimes there's some different plays teams do. Here comes a nice little drive shot right to the front side of the net. Adam Weber is able to get the ball, kicks it out, big kick there. Ian Griner is able to try to get the ball settled. Nice play there, good defense. Two defenders on Ian Griner. Tries to control it, a little bounce around there. Emilio Palmeros going after, got a little extra shove from Williamsburg, so it'll be a free kick for the Blue Demons. We're about 15 yards to the left of the center line there, so Blue Demons got a long ways to go, but big kick by Devin Robinson. Nice job taking off the chest for Emilio. Tries to go at it, good defense, two defenders swarm around to Emilio immediately, but Adam Weber is able to take that deflection, tries to get it to Trevor Cloyd. Can't quite get it to him in time. Here comes Williamsburg coming up to midfield. Nice little ball, advance the ball to Littweiler on the far side. Adam Henderson in chase along with Jackson DeMoss. Littweiler again fast and strong. Comes with a kick, can't quite control it. They're going to be a corner kick, a ricocheted off of, I believe that was Adam Henderson, so it'll be another corner kick. Blue Demons went off them last, and so that's a chance for Williamsburg to kick it from the far corner again. There are lots of different plays. Sometimes people think you just kick it and they have no idea, but there are lots of different setups teams like to do, and so it's interesting to see. And it's hard to read the teams beforehand. Here comes a nice higher kick, comes right to the near post, but a nice header back out by Ben Mason. Ricochets out, Williamsburg controls the Littweiler, takes a big left-footed kick, tries to kick towards goal. Goes far wide left. And it'll go out of bounds. So that's where Zach Lawrence for the Blue Demons will put the ball down, and he'll get a goal kick. So here comes the kick from Zach Lawrence. Nice big kick into the wind now. He's got a little wind blowing at him, so it comes not quite to midfield. Williamsburg is able to deflect it, but Devin Robinson is able to get it off his foot, kicks it out of bounds, sets, allows the defense to get a chance to set up. So Williamsburg, about 15 yards out, will throw it in on the sideline. Good throw in just in a general direction, but there's Brandon Persons able to intercept it. He tries to swing it to the middle to Emilio Palmeros. Emilio gets it out to Adam Weber. Adam Weber is looking for Landon Noe, gets it up to the near side, right at midfield it goes. Landon Noe advances it to Ian Griner. Nice little ball there, working team here. Ian Griner goes after it. Good stab there by Williamsburg, number 18, Cedric Kiesel. Kiesel gets it. Ian Griner comes after the ball.